Yeah, Zach's gonna pass out, so we gotta do this quick.
We can't wear our flats to a place like Bar Broadway.
Do the bit.
Ass like a ballet dancer.
We're already in the desert of the cancelled people, man.
Oh, my nippies!
I just feel like shit. Yeah.
What? How do you feel?
Yeah, and I was like running, so I was just like...
Remember the guy who created the ShamWow?
Hey, just as one quick question, Devil. What is the greatest trick you've ever pulled?
Hubba, hubba.
Objection.
I won't object to that.
I woke up like this.
Did you get your hair cut?
No.
I hate it.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't know why they did this to me.
Who uses hair gel?
I told them I wanted to look like a cutie pie.
Did you tell them
why?
You want to look like a bowl?
Yeah, I don't. Well, yeah, I guess
you
that's what they went
like a ceramic bowl.
All right.
Oh,
bring it in, everyone. Let's kick off. Hope you brought your thinking fedoras because we are open for business. Now, what films are we going to add to the slate in 2021, huh? Like, I want innovation. I want newness. I want fresh. Come on. Blow me away.
Great. I will jump in straight off the bat here. I've been working with the author of, you know, the novel Tell Me Lies?
Absolutely. It's a fantastic novel, the best of our generation.
I literally just cry looking at the cover. Anyway, so if you haven't read it, it's an incredibly raw, moving, just never before told story about, it's about two men who...
I'll stop you there, Peter. I'm only interested in reboots.
Oh, sorry. I just thought you said you wanted fresh.
Yeah, I do. I want minty fresh. I want so fresh hits of summer 2009, you know, like, what do you got?
Okay, well, this is kind of perfect. So one of my projects is a reboot of The Godfather.
I'm listening.
Okay, but climate change has taken over this small Italian village, okay? And instead of The Godfather,
sorry,
he's climate.
Just clarifying again, I mean, I thought this was obvious.
Oh.
I'm only interested in reboots with a feminist bent. They're the only things that are selling at the moment, like this, all that we want to see, you know, and we need successful male movies rebooted to save feminism.
Doesn't seem like it would save feminism. It seems kind of limiting.
I'm lost.
Sorry, where did I ask you?
I apologise for speaking out of turn.
So last year we only did action films starring Ryan Reynolds. We all know this.
Mm-hmm.
And we made like 8 of them, okay? So the feedback is we need to diversify.
Yeah, perfect. I will jump in here. If you guys could direct your attention to my PowerPoint, I've got a reboot of E.T. where E.T. is actually just a girl from a different high school who has to be accepted by peers at a new school. Get this, it's called Phone Home. We already have Ariana Grande, Ben Lee and MC Hammer interested in collaborating on the film's main anthem.
Thanks, Joe, but that sounds fucking awful. Look, I want gritty, okay? I want dark. I want garbage in the streets.
The Joker.
Just spew and dog shit everywhere. You know,
you want the Joker.
Kristen Stewart with a haircut.
I like the Joker.
Okay, I think this is the one. So we all love the movie Fight Club, right? Okay?
Do we?
Yes, we love it. We love it. So Kristen Stewart is Brad Pitt, okay? Now, instead of them using their fists, yuck, patriarchy, male, blah, makes me want to vomit, instead they use pillows. Okay? And instead of them getting up in each other's grills, saying all these mean things, they kiss each other a little bit.
Yeah, okay, I like that. How else are we going to get straight guys to watch the film?
Exactly.
Okay, we're just jumping off the back of that terrible idea. I've actually got, this is amazing, this is a reboot of Gone with the Wind. It's set in the year 2080 and there's actually no wind at all. And Kristen Stewart plays both Scarlet and Red and okay. I'm convinced she's going to win the Oscar for both.
That could sell.
See, women need to see themselves represented on screen, right? Otherwise they get scared, they get anxious, they get a little faint. What about a Gladiator reboot set in an abandoned apartment block in Detroit? Kristen Stewart plays the role of Maximus.
Okay, jumping off the back of what was the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, I wish I was dead. What about The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, set in New York Fashion Week, okay?
Oh,
and Kristen Stewart is a down-and-out gal. She's looking for love, and also she plays the ring, and the ring has lipstick on it.
Well, I wish I could forget that idea ever existed, but what about a gritty reboot of 2001 A Space Odyssey, and Kristen Stewart plays the role of the Space Odyssey?
So I've been thinking
okay,
that she
so
looks
so Saddle Club. It's the Saddle Club.
No woman over 20 should even
exist. So they're going out to war on horses.
Oh my God, wait, oh my God. Oh my God, I've got it. Guys, I've got it. Okay, so Why did I think of this before? It's a remake of Jaws. Right. Where Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kristen Stewart have to save a small coastal town from a shark that is terrorizing the coast.
I'm crying.
I'm numb. I've left my body.
Wow. Okay. Only if we can get Kristen Stewart to play the shark.
Absolutely.
A fuckable shark, though.
Of course.
Mm. Oh, my God. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. G'day, everyone. My name's Sarah Gall.
My name's Jacinta Gregory.
I'm Chris Ryan.
I'm Juliet Timmerman.
Oh, my God.
And baby.
Oh, my God. No, you're not. And we... I don't even... What, like,
there
what?
Is no we. You wrote a script. Come on. Mm.
Okay, so...
There's no iron script.
But there is, though.
Oh, my God. Read a fucking book. No, so I wrote the original version of this and then we got together in Starbucks, just the four of us. Who's Miranda? Who's Miranda?
Oh, my God.
You are Jacinta.
Oh, am I Miranda?
Yeah.
Well, it says I'm cynical.
You're Jacintical. What?
Okay.
So I wrote this a little while back because I have like a morbid fascination with monetizing feminism, which, you know, we all want to see a feminist film. Did we need Charlie's Angels? I don't know.
Did we need Ocean's 8? It's just more that, like, it's the... You're always worried about narrative products that market themselves as the most important female film of the year. Or, like, they're like, it's all women, like, as if that's some sort of selling point.
And
when
if it,
the selling
it
point should be
dies.
A good story.
Like, one of the things that I'm also obsessed with, which is probably quite obvious in this script, is, like, really unnecessary reboots of films that are, like, 10 years old.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the
100%.
Thing. It's like, there are so many amazing storytellers and stories and writers, you know, femme and otherwise. I think original stories can be a thing.
And like you can have an all-female cast without it being a female version of a male cast. Like, that's why Girls Trip was so good, because it was like all-female original story.
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids.
Incredible.
Bridesmaids
it's so not fun. Based off anything. Yeah, yeah, it's just like the funniest women in the world being funny.
Yeah. Totally.
I woke up like this.